This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between January 1st and January 31st, 2025. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises in the east-southeast at 5:28 a.m. PST on the 1st, and the sun rises at 6:59 a.m. PST, 1 hour 31 minutes later. The disk of Mercury is 78% illuminated and 5.8 arcseconds wide. A telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed. On the 14th, Mercury rises in the east-southeast at 6:02 a.m. PST, and the sun rises at 6:59 a.m. PST, 57 minutes later. The disk of Mercury is 91% illuminated and 5.1 arcseconds wide. After the 14th, Mercury is close to the Sun, and it is not safe to observe. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus sets in the west-southwest at 8:38 p.m. PST on the 1st, and the Sun sets at 4:55 p.m. PST. The disk of Venus is 55% illuminated and 22 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, the sun sets at 5:23 p.m. PST, and Venus sets due west at 9 p.m. PST, with a disk that is 38% illuminated and 32 arcseconds wide. A magnification of 100 times will show the disk. On the 3rd, Venus is 4 degrees west of the crescent moon. On the 18th, Venus is 2 degrees north of Saturn. Mars transitions from Cancer the Crab to Gemini the Twins on the 12th. On the 1st, Mars rises in the east-northeast at 6:12 p.m. PST, and on the 31st, Mars rises in the east-northeast at 3:19 p.m. PST, with a disk that is 99% illuminated and 14 arcseconds wide. A magnification of 150 times will be needed to see anything on its disk. Mars will be closest to the Earth on the 12th. The difference in dates between closest to Earth and opposition is due to the eccentricity of the orbit of Mars. On the 12th, Mars will be a few thousand miles closer to Earth than on the 16th. This is not enough to change the size of its disk as seen through a telescope. Griffith Observatory will host neither a public event nor a web broadcast. The Moon occults Mars on Monday the 13th, when the Moon passes in front of Mars from 5:51 p.m. PST to 6:46 p.m. PST. Griffith Observatory will host a web broadcast, but no public event. Mars opposition will occur on the 16th, when Mars is 59.7 million miles, or 0.642825 astronomical units, AU, from the Earth. Opposition occurs when an outer planet is opposite the Sun in the sky. This is one of the more distant oppositions, which can vary from 34.6 million miles when Mars is at perihelion to 63 million miles when Mars is at aphelion. During this opposition, the disk of Mars is only 14 arcseconds in width. A telescope capable of magnification of 150 times is needed to see features on such a small disk. After the 16th, Mars will slowly move away from the Earth and will decrease in size. Griffith Observatory will host neither a public event nor a web broadcast. Jupiter is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 5:01 a.m. PST, with a disk that is 47 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 2:55 a.m. PST, with a disk that is 44 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, Saturn sets in the west at 9:53 p.m. PST. On the 31st, Saturn sets in the west at 8:08 p.m. PST, with a disk that is 16 arcseconds wide. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, may be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Aries the Ram. On the 1st, Uranus sets in the west-northwest at 3:28 a.m. PST. On the 31st, the planet sets in the west-northwest at 1:29 a.m. PST. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 24 minutes, 11 seconds, with a declination of 18 degrees, 22 arc minutes, and 28 arc seconds. The disk of Uranus is 3.7 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed. Neptune is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Neptune sets in the west at 10:54 p.m. PST. On the 31st, Neptune sets in the west at 8:59 p.m. PST. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours, 53 minutes, 0 seconds, with a declination of negative 2 degrees, 8 arc minutes, and 57 arc seconds. The disk of Neptune is only 2.3 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show the disk. The Moon will be at first quarter on the 6th, full on the 13th, last quarter on the 21st, and new on the 29th. In the major lunar standstill of 2024-2025, in January, northernmost moon occurs on the 11th, when the moon is 2 days from full phase. The moon rises in Los Angeles at 2:47 p.m. PST. The observatory will not host a live stream broadcast or a public event. On the morning of the 12th, the moon sets at 5:12 a.m. PST. Griffith Observatory will not host a public event. For details on the major lunar standstill, please visit the website at https://griffithobservatory.org/extreme-moon-the-major-lunar-standstills-of-2024-2025/. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.